I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I kind of wish we had all that Pornhub stuff in there before.
I mean, I like how you started it, and that's the first thing that caught. I was like, I wish we had all this Pornhub stuff in here.
I mean, we can totally add all that Pornhub stuff to this.
You can't just add Pornhub stuff.
Actually, watch. You can. Well, you can add stuff to Pornhub. Pornhub is the new YouTube.
What the hell are we doing on YouTube, then?
Wait a minute. Is that what I'm doing wrong?
We could totally publish this on Pornhub, and we'd probably get a bunch of views, too.
Jake, you should create a Pornhub account and upload this video and see, what,
Jordan,
see if it gets
Jordan.
Better views than it does on YouTube.
Jordan, I like how you don't think Jake doesn't already have a Pornhub account.
First of all...
Hey, listen, I make no sense.
I don't even know what a Pornhub account is for. Like it's all free. It's all there. I can look.
Yeah, but it cuts down on the ads. Oh, God damn it.
Well, guess where this video is heading.
Man, well.
Need a clever title. Three bearded men talk.
I don't know if that's so clever.
I needed help. I was just spitballing over here. It's not going to be the title.
There you go. I was just spitballing over here.
Three bearded men spitballing.
No, you're the only one spitballing.
Well, I was kind of hoping you two would join in. This is getting wildly uncomfortable. Hey, as long as we're being uncomfortable, I'm going to make an announcement from the top of the show right now, right here, right here.
All right. Wait, now. Right here, right here?
I don't know how that came out twice.
Is that the name of the episode?
No, or just
is that the name of your Pornhub.
What is happening?
Yeah, I don't know how that came out twice.
Anyway, it's amazing. Hey, anyway. Oh,
if I had a dollar for every time I've said that,
you'd
I'd
have...
still not have a dollar.
Yeah.
Because that's
anyway.
A weird thing to say, Jake.
I'd only have $2, but it's weird that I said that twice, right?
I like that. Anyway, announcement. So, for the listener and or the viewer, or both, actually, you'll notice this is a disaster hour. What we decided is that as long as the Disney parks are going to be closed, so is the Mickey Mutineers podcast.
Which so we're still here.
Yeah, we're still here. So we're going to do a disaster hour every week. Like, we're not going anywhere. You're still stuck with us.
Yeah, just the Disney information isn't going to be here.
There's no Disney information. And honestly, I'm already tired of some of the people elsewhere who are really... let me back up. Not tired of the people who are still leaning on the Disney crutch for, content. But I feel like we can rise above and still produce content. I almost said quality content.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. I was going to correct you.
No, I caught myself. We can rise above and still produce content from our own minds. So, and on that note, another thing I want to start, as long as, we're doing a disaster hour and as long as we're in this global crisis, I think we should do weekly wellness checks at the top of the episodes.
I think that's a good
idea. Yeah. So let's just go. First of all, let's start with Robbie. Where's Robbie?
He's got the coronas.
Damn it. We shouldn't joke about this.
he went to bed early because he starts, hopefully starts a new job tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool. Good.
Wait
morning.
A minute.
What?
I don't think it's a good idea for him to go out right now.
Well, that leads right into our wellness checks. George, how are you doing?
It's a food service job. It's okay. He's all essential.
Right. I mean, Josh isn't wrong.
Yeah.
But also, like, someone's got to do it. Might as well send Robbie.
Fair enough. He had a good run.
Plus, it's Dunkin' Donuts, so hopefully get free donuts out of it.
Yeah, but okay. Hey, I would take a free shit donut over than no donuts.
You know what? 100% agree with
you
that.
You know, right? 3 weeks ago, I probably would have questioned it, but right now, fuck it, take what I can get.
Yeah, I'm over here eating freaking White Castle sliders from the freezer department.
No. Are you steaming the buns?
Technically, yes. You cook them in the package in the microwave and they steam for you.
So I guess it's no different than eating them fresh at the restaurant, really.
I've never been to the restaurant. I've never had White Castle burgers. These are my first ones.
I don't think I've had White Castle. I know I have had Crystals.
I've definitely
had Crystals. They're the same.
I think the closest White Castle to me is in Vegas, right?
Yeah, there's one in Vegas now. Well, it has been for quite a while, actually.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go to Vegas to try to go to White Castle.
You should go to Vegas to go to Doghouse Hot Dogs, though.
I'm not going to Vegas anytime soon.
Yeah. Nobody is. Not even Las Vegas.
Vegas isn't going to Vegas. Yeah.
Closed.
Have you seen the pictures?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man, it is eerie. I can't tell.
Is there fucking tumbleweeds rolling down the streets?
Yeah, I honestly can't tell if I'm looking at pictures of Vegas now or just screen caps from Blade Runner 2049.
Hmm. Wow.
Which is a fantastic movie, and oddly enough, the second time I've brought that up today. Anyway. Jordan, how are you doing?
I guess I'm okay. I mean, last week was rough. Wait, last week, first part of last week, was a little rough. Second half of last week, a little bit better. I wish I could say that we were starting off this week a little bit better. But you know what? I'm kind of back to being a little stressed. But yeah, my secondary job, the retail gig, is officially closed until the end of the month, probably early April. And I am getting paid.
Oh, that's good.
So... yeah, that's a plus. I don't know how long that's gonna last though. So, but I really thought that our governor was gonna issue a stay-at-home lockdown today, and he didn't. He went on television, and he basically made it mandatory for a stay-home lockdown or a stay-put order for basically anybody who's immunocompromised or already has contracted COVID-19 or is elderly or is at high risk. So basically he went on television and just told everybody to do what they were doing.
I
wasn't expecting jack shit from the Republicans to do anything.
No.
I mean, really, we've got fucking Senator Paul, who fucking tested positive and still worked for 6 days and got all the fucking exposed everybody in the fucking Senate to this shit.
Well, he was also a big proponent on no stimulus relief either. And then a couple days later, it comes out that he's contracted COVID-19.
Yeah, he's a shit, man.
So
I think I hate both Kentucky senators equally at the moment.
I do think it's pretty funny how a lot of the people, and I don't want this to go on like a political rant like we did last week. I think we got it out of our system last week, but I do want to.
I do.
That's true. I do want to mention that. I do think it's funny how the Republican Party is trying to point the finger at the Democratic Party right now as far as them being the one to block these bills for the stimulus relief. But when you look at the literature of the bill, it gives basically giant corporations a giant slush fund with no payback guarantee. And they want to give people a sliding-based stimulus based on your income that you will more than likely have to pay back. But the corporations don't have to pay anything back. So basically it's a giant bailout bill for corporations. And I think it's hilarious that everybody wants to tout socialism and like and tout Bernie as a socialist, but yet they're trying to pull this move. But instead of giving the people the relief, they want to give the corporations the relief.
Yep, we've been doing corporate socialism for fucking decades now.
Blows my mind because you need the people to work for those corporations. What's going to happen is those corporations are going to lay off all of those people. They're going to get bailed out. They're not going to rehire all those people and more than likely hire new people at lower wages.
Uh-huh.
So I don't understand how the Republican Party is trying to get away with this. I mean, they're obviously not because it's being blocked by the Democrats.
That's the other half of this game. It's so they can sit there on an election year and say, see, we tried to help you, but the Democrats blocked it.
Oh, that's exactly what they're trying to do. Like, I've already seen so many Republican Party members on my Facebook feed pointing the fingers at the Democrats. I'm like, yeah, but you haven't read the like it's you're praising against your own interests. It's people like you and me that are going to get the shaft in this and will and it, even if a stimulus if the Republican stimulus does get passed, we're going to have to pay that back. And you're gonna vote the dude in office again who wants to do this to you. And I don't understand it.
It was just like back in 2008 with the whole home buying thing. Like, oh, you get a credit for buying a home. Come to find out, you have to pay that credit back.
We didn't have to pay ours back.
So if you got what year did you get it? There was 1 year where you didn't have to pay it back, but they carried it over into the next year. I think it was 2009.
So we bought our house in 2009. I will say that we didn't, as far as I know, we didn't have to pay ours back.
Okay, then that's what it was. It was 2009, and then if you got it in 2010, you still got that credit, but then you had to pay the credit back.
Oh, shit. Sure.
Yep. So
that's completely unlike a credit at all.
No, it's an extra loan.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So, I bought a house somewhere around there. And got the credit that I didn't have to pay back, but the following year, yeah. Those people had to pay back. So anyway, back to our wellness check. Josh, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm angry at everything. Fuck it all.
But what's new?
Oh, what's new? Nah, it's pretty much how it's normal here, man.
Yeah, so I'm one of these people. Are you still going to work?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I have to, or I don't get paid.
Yeah, that's where I am too. But also, like, yes, I have to go to work still, but I work by myself outside on a golf course in my own cart, and I don't touch anything that other people touch, so I'm one of the rare lucky ones.
Today, I was the only person inside the hangar. Yeah. So it was pretty nice. Then, let's see. Last week sucked. I had a fucking major sinus infection. That was awesome.
Oh, geez.
Woke up, I could feel the tops of my teeth, and it felt like my eyeballs were going to pop out my head.
I know that feeling well. I get a lot of sinus infections.
Yeah, so I had to go to the freaking urgent care, which, you know, my insurance is awesome, so urgent care only costs $80.
Yeah. That's awesome?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it sucks. It's bullshit.
Okay, I was going to say.
Wait. Would you get a sinus infection this week?
Last Wednesday, I went to urgent care.
So since the last episode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I've got a freaking awesome post-nasal drip from it now and fucking coughing, which is really great in public. Got to stifle that cough.
Mm-hmm.
Since you got the coronas.
Since the weather has been kind of going up and down, like within the last 4 days, it's been as high as 80, and today it was 50. So it's been like fluctuating. Yeah, and things have also been pollinating here. So my sinuses have been acting up, and like this morning I woke up with a headache that kind of lingered for the majority of the day, and I'm thinking to myself, well, shit, do I have it? Is this it? Is that like did it happen? And I took my temperature, and it was still a normal temperature, and I was like, okay, no temperature. And then I coughed, and then I stopped, and I was like, wait. And I kind of coughed again, but it was all the congestion, like my sinus congestion.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'm good. It's productive.
Yeah.
It's the non-productive coughing that, and then yeah, headache and fever.
I like that.
My headache has since gone away, but
yeah, the weather will just wreak havoc on your sinuses. But I like that you took your temperature and decided you were fine, and then coughed again, and then thought, "But what if?"
Yeah, yeah.
But hold on.
Yeah.
So since our last episode, I have gone down a downward spiral and I'm now coming out of it, which was wildly unhealthy. So I fell into this pattern where, like, guys, last week was stressful as shit, just yep. In general. And so, because I'm not a person that can buy a lot of groceries or hold on to a lot of groceries. I have a cupboard. I have a food cupboard. And so I still have to go to the grocery store, and so I go last week, and, like, everything's gone. Even ketchup. That blew my mind. Who's hoarding ketchup?
It's like the one.
Shut up, Jake. Mind your business.
Oh.
It's preparing for a hurricane that's just never going to come right now.
Yeah. So, anyway, so I started this thing unintentionally where, like, I'd be stressed all day. And then, like, at night, I would just not get on the internet and just, like, watch TV or watch movies and play video games and just, like, kind of forget that everything sucks outside. And I'd find my own little comfort space. But then that would take me to staying up way too late. And then I would wake up early in the next morning and then find out again that the world is shit. And then repeat. And, yeah, turn it to stress and a lack of sleep. And then finally this weekend, I've been coming out of that. Be like, okay, everything's still going to suck, but it's starting to suck a little less because there's ketchup in the store now. I got some the other day. And yeah. Not that things are getting better. I think I'm just getting numb to it now. I'm like, okay, we got this. Still alive. Here we go. And now, starting just this past weekend, we finally got our first cases of the disease or virus in my city. So I'm like, well, shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're up to 20 cases in our county, Josh.
Are we?
Yep.
It feels like it should be more.
It's 20 in Cherokee County. Fulton County has just over 100. And I think Cobb County has about 50 or 60, and okay. Bartow County. So basically up Interstate 75 seems to be the higher number, the higher number cases, confirmed cases.
So stay away from 75. Got it.
Yeah.
Is that the crowded one?
They're all crowded.
Oh, okay.
So yes.
Well, not right now though.
Yeah, true.
Oh, weird. But yeah, so we got our first case on Saturday, and now in 3 days we're already up to 5 cases. So that's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely if we had
testing available for everybody, it would fucking be a lot higher number.
Yeah, no, that's what I
kind of think that's why there's no testing available for everybody.
Because I absolutely think everybody's got it. Yeah, I fully believe that our numbers are being squelched. Mostly, I just want to say squelched.
The something that bothered me last week, and I'm sure you've all seen it, was the video of the newscast about, because it was spring break for college kids last week, and they were still going to the beaches down in Panama and Miami and like all these Florida beaches, and that there were like a whole bunch of kids going like, oh, I think this is all just blown out of proportion. What are we not going to go and have a good time? Because like, our spring break, this is what we've been waiting for. We're just going to go and get drunk and have some fun. And everyone on social media was like, that is a bad idea. You should have stayed home. And now that everybody's back, there's been like cases of coronavirus that had spread during spring break.
Yeah.
And also, I would like to point out that everybody was, or like, especially some of the older generations, were blaming the millennials for going on spring break and not caring about other people. So, well, first off, there's a lot of things.
Just don't know what a millennial is.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of things wrong with this, what I just said. Not in what I said, but how it was presented. Because... Uh-huh. First off, the millennials were not going and partying on spring break. The millennials were staying in their asses in their homes, trying not to infect other people and spread this disease because we're in our 30s and 40s and we have shit that we need to get done and we're all working for...
Hold on, 30s. Millennials
and
40s. 40s.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. The bottom of them are, yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. We've been over this.
Early 40s, buddy. You're at that weird Generation X millennial switchover.
Oh, I'm Gen X.
You were born in what, 78?
Yeah.
Yeah,
switchover didn't happen until like 8.
You're just barely a Gen X. So hold on. That's beside the point.
Anyways.
The point that I'm trying to make is that everybody is blaming millennials for going out. Like, motherfucker, no. Millennials have kids and mortgages, and we're all working from home in the midst of this shit, or the majority of us are that have the privilege of working home. You're talking about Gen Z, the younger generation from millennials. So, and I'm not here to start like a generational war or a generational riot, but I need every motherfucker from Generation X, from Generation Baby Boomer, and from the greatest generation that ever said that millennials were fucking self-centered and entitled and crybabies whenever we have been the ones that have been holed up in our goddamn houses trying to not spread a fucking virus. Meanwhile, all these little pissant little kids are going to the fucking beach and drinking beer and spreading the corona to everybody like a fucking STD, all right? So I, God damn it. And I, again, like I understand exceptions to the rule. I don't mean every single person of Generation X. Obviously Josh is doing his part, right? Like it's, but the fact that there's a lot of bitching towards millennials about being entitled and self-centered whenever a lot of the majority of the people who stayed home and in their house were indeed millennials. I don't think you can use that argument anymore.
We millennials have been training for this for years.
Yeah.
We are... Okay, I can't speak for all of them. I am exceptionally good at staying at home. But, no, agree with everything you just said. Don't lump those assholes in with us. Especially, we got assholes on both ends coming at us. The only thing separating us from the above generations is... I just feel like Generation X just doesn't care. They're just like, okay, we're just gonna be quiet. Baby boomers are shooting over us and hitting the millennials. You know I'm right, Josh.
Nah, I fire at the fucking boomers.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. When I say Gen X, I'm mostly thinking of Matt. And then everything I'm saying makes sense. Anyway.
All right.
So, and then, did you say that those kids ended up actually getting the virus? Because a lot of them did.
Yeah, I think they were passing it around pretty openly at these beach parties. I can tell you that since we last recorded, I have left my house once. And that was just because I had to work a shift at the CD store and I had to go get a prescription for my mom.
That's the only time you left it?
Yeah, it was like last Thursday. So I've pretty much been holed up. Like, I barely even stepped foot outside in my backyard.
Man.
Yeah.
You know what? Props to you. You're really holding down the fort.
I'm proud of you. And I don't want to be an extra person to add to all this craziness.
Right. No.
What's the point of me going to a store? I don't need to. Two, I don't want to run the risk of catching something and being a carrier. And I also don't want to run the risk of just already being a carrier and giving it to somebody at a store.
Exactly. That's my whole mindset has kind of shifted from I don't want to catch this and shifted into I don't want to give this to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it's more.
Well, and that's the thing. That's the thing. You know, we're all fairly healthy, and you know, the chances of us, like, if we got the symptoms, you know, okay, we could be carrying it and not know it. That's exactly. Happened a lot.
Yeah.
If we got the symptoms, we'd probably, if I can make a full recovery, just fine.
I don't know, man. I've been reading reports about people our age. They're not flattering.
No.
All right.
We're more at risk than originally thought.
I will say, Chelsea, on Friday when she got out of work, she's like, hey, is it okay if I go to my friend's house, like her friend Amy? And I know that anytime she goes to Amy, they're just going to drink and she's going to stay the night there. And I was like, listen, I can't tell you not to go. And I'm not going to tell you not to go. But I would feel what I am going to tell you is that I would feel much safer knowing that you were here. And she's like, it's fine. We're all fine. I was like, all right. So she ended up going and she came back on Saturday. So far, everything's been good.
Yeah, my band, we practice on Mondays before we jump on this podcast. And today, I've canceled it for the immediate future. I'm just like, no, guys, just we're not all going to get all hot and sweaty in a garage together and do this. So just like, we had a show coming up in the middle of April. A bar show. And I was like, well, this obviously isn't happening, so let's pump the brakes on this. And my one friend, and he understood, but just, it was like, all right, yeah, okay. And then my drummer had a baby, so he's out anyway. So good timing there. Anyway, yeah, it's, however, there have been some bright moments. And I'm going to share with you one of these bright moments. And Jordan, you were there for it.
Yeah.
So, staying inside, I treated myself to some video game purchases this past weekend. I got Animal Crossing New Horizons, which...
So, hold on. What do you do in that game? So, we've all been playing video games. Or at least Jake and I have. I don't know about Josh. I loaned him two video games, and one of those video games is three video games in one. So technically, I loaned him four video games. So I don't know if anybody has been taking advantage of them since I loaned them to him.
Is Josh Ness talking? And
I
were,
okay. Yeah. I still had it on mute. Sorry.
Okay.
Ness and I were trying to play Call of Duty World War II last night, but we couldn't. We were both kind of drunk and couldn't figure out how to play co-op, so we gave up. After I killed her multiple times.
Have you played any of the Uncharted games that I loaned you yet?
No, we were just playing two-player games last night.
Fair enough.
So anyway, in Animal Crossing, I keep thinking that I'm not really into it and I'm not quite digging it. But then when I'm playing it, I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to catch a few more fish. Or, I'll just catch a few more butterflies. And I'll just run around and get some more rocks. And then, like, an hour will go by. I'm like, I think I like this. Like, it's really sucking up my time. But I'm not getting, like, a sense of accomplishment on it. Like, I mean, Jordan, you looked at my Nintendo profile. I have over 150 hours on Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Right. I saw that. And I took a screenshot of it after you told me not to go look at it. So I was like, no, I'm going to save this. Oh, man, we were also playing. Well, we'll get to it here in a second. But what exactly is Animal Crossing? Because I know that it's the game has existed since, God, I think the GameCube days, but I've never played one. And people go fucking bananas for this goddamn game.
Yeah, this is the first one I've played too. I was in that same boat. That's why I decided to jump in this. So I can't speak for any of the other ones. As far as I understand, they all have different settings. This one, you get sent to a private island with two other villagers. You each get a tent, and the villagers are like NPCs. They're not other players. Mm-hmm. And so you each get a tent, and then you just kind of... It's just an upgrade game. So you collect materials, and you turn your tent into a house. And then also on the island is Tom Nook, the raccoon, and his little cronies. And they're like, oh, we need to build a museum, so get some materials for that. And so you get materials to build a museum. You meet the museum curator, and he wants you to go around and find fossils and animals and stuff to put in the museum. And then the raccoon's like, oh, we also need a shop, so if you could get some materials so we could build a shop, that'd be cool. And then all the while, you're also getting, like, you know, on Pokemon Go,
Wait, this little raccoon is conning you to doing all the work on the island?
Oh, constantly. And you start off in debt to the raccoon.
It sounds like he's a crime boss.
He kind of is.
And I feel like he's the godfather.
Yeah. And, like, he looks all sweet and innocent, but he never leaves his tent. He's a little on the pudgy side. And he's just like, what do you do here, man? Why do I owe you money? I flew to the island, and then when I get there, it's like, oh, by the way, your trip costs $98,000. I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm selling all this stuff because one of his little raccoon cronies will buy anything you sell him, which I tweeted that I just sold my pants to a raccoon in a Hawaiian shirt. Every bit of that sentence was true. I sold my pants to a raccoon in a Hawaiian shirt. You can literally sell anything in the game. Weeds. You can go around the island and pull weeds and then sell the weeds to the raccoon. Anyway,
what kind of weeds?
Just weeds, like unwanted plants.
Oh, not the good kind of weeds.
No, not the good kind of weeds. So it's just a game of constant upgrades.
I want a video game where you're just sitting around with your friends smoking weed in the video game.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. Oh, partially. Anyway, so and then there's this other feature where, like, you get accomplishments and you get stamps for it. Kind of like that stamp feature in Pokemon Go, where, like, oh, I did this thing, and then you get a stamp, and then you get rewards for the stamp. And so it's just constant upgrades, constant building things, and just eventually you get to a point where, like, so many things are customizable. You can actually make your own artwork in it. Pixel artwork, but still artwork. I have the most hideous house right now, and I love it. And I have a sweet Rush t-shirt.
And how did you get a Rush t-shirt in the game?
I made it! So there's this website. So
<You're> an idiot.
There's this website that will convert any picture you put into it into the pixely crap picture, and then it'll make a QR code, and you get on your Nintendo Switch app and scan the QR code, and whatever you designed on that website will show up in the game.
Oh, man, this really makes a lot more sense now, because I saw somebody had a house with the Haunted Mansion wallpaper.
that's a good idea.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can find. I'll send it to you.
So yeah. Is this only on Nintendo?
Continue. Yeah. Continue what you were saying.
It's on the Nintendo Switch. And so
I need to get one of those.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do, because where this story is going, you definitely need one of those. And so, yeah, right now.
So before you go any further, I just like to say I have the two current gen systems I own are a PlayStation 4 and a Switch, and the Nintendo Switch is easily my go-to system right now. And I say that fully knowing that the Final Fantasy VII Remake comes out in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, my systems right now is the Switch and my computer, and I have a lot of games on my computer. Friday, I was debating whether I should get Animal Crossing or Doom Eternal, and I felt like that just covered the entire spectrum of video games. Like, when you're struggling to decide between those two. And so, anyway, so in my Animal Crossing house, I have this hideous Outrun wallpaper that I got bored and made. And it's just, you can really do a lot of things, a lot of customizations, plant flowers, plant trees, just all sorts of things. And so, like, I keep playing it, and I haven't got to the point where I can recommend it to someone. But as I'm playing it, I am enjoying it. If that makes sense at all. Oh, wow. That is cool, Jordan.
Yeah, Chelsea had mentioned maybe wanting to get it because one of her friends got it, and they've been having a lot of fun with it. Wait. But I'm not sure. And Chelsea's not sure if she would be super into it. So, what was that, Josh?
You didn't send it to the group thread?
Oh, I mean, I can if you wanted to. I thought.
I kind of wanted to fucking see it. No, I got too much. Sorry. I want to see it now. No, I don't want to see it anymore.
No, too bad. I'm gonna send it to you twice. I'm gonna send it to yours, and I'm going to send it to the groups.
I already sent it to the group.
Then should all three of us send it to Robbie?
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to send it to Robbie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's... I feel like while I'm playing it, especially during this time in the world, it is really good escapism. But also, so is Breath of the Wild, says the guy who has put over 150 hours into it and was playing it right before we got on this here program.
It's a good one.
Yeah, maybe I should start playing video games more instead of drinking whiskey.
It doesn't have to be exclusive.
But you know what? Hold on. Why don't you buy a Switch, Josh?
All right, yeah. Just do it. Anyway. Can I give a quick Breath of the Wild review?
I'm just gonna wait until I get my Trump socialism check, and then I'll decide.
That was a hell of a sentence. But anyway.
Yeah, you know, the one that I'll probably have to pay back.
Yeah, probably. When I get it, I'm just gonna hold on to it. But anyway, so I know this game has been out for 3 or 4 years already, but man, I dare say Breath of the Wild might be my favorite video game ever.
Really?
That being said, most of my favorite video game evers are Zelda games. So it's not really out of character for me. Zelda is my favorite franchise ever. And man, this one is just... the things you can do and the changes that they made and... yeah, it's... because... The very first Zelda game. Jordan, have you ever played that one? You have it. I know you do.
I've played probably a little bit of just about every Zelda game that's come out for the main systems. Maybe not like the handheld ones, but the only one I've ever completed from start to finish has been Breath of the Wild. And the only reason I did that was because I bought my Switch on launch day. And that was the only game that was remotely interesting.
Oh, okay.
So I picked,
you played I, a while ago.
Yeah, so I it was the first game I bought, so.
So the first Zelda game was not linear. There was an old man in a cave, he gave you a sword, he's like, all right, go nuts. Oh shit.
Yeah, see, when I was a kid, I remember beating that game. And when we had the Wii U, I downloaded it. Oh my god, I don't remember it being that hard.
It's a hard game.
It's always been that hard.
Every Zelda game I've played since then, every single one, which I've never played any of the handheld ones, but I've done Zelda 2, Link to the Past, which up until now was my favorite one. And then I've dabbled in Wind Waker, Ocarina and Majora's Mask, all of these. Like, I've flown through them. And every single one up until Breath of the Wild had a linear story. But then Breath of the Wild went back to the very first one and was just like, here's an old man in a cave. He gives you a sword. Go nuts.
Yeah, you can theoretically, like, right after you get off the plateau, you can go straight and fight Ganon.
Yeah, there's nothing stopping you.
Yeah.
And for the longest time...
Really?
Yeah.
Does he say it's dangerous to go alone? Take this?
No, but that is in the game. If you translate the Hylian text, it's actually appears in the game a few times.
I also like how his how Link's little like data pad is a switch.
Yeah.
So
I like that there's a Zelda game with technology now, but they don't call it technology. Mm-hmm. It's magic or whatever. It's really fun. I haven't beat it yet.
It was really good. I did go out of my way to find the shield and the Master Sword. And I didn't go out of my way to try to find the Korok nuts or the Korok seeds?
Oh yeah.
Korok nuts. That's my porn name.
Damn it. Apparently, so I mean, that's I get the Korok. I don't go looking for the Korok seeds, but if I happen upon them, of course I get them because that, expands your inventory slots. Mm-hmm. But I guess if you, there's 900 of them in the game.
Yeah, I had the hardest time just finding some of them.
Yeah.
But apparently they're everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, but I can't find them.
I have found more shrines than I have found Korok seeds right now.
I did go out of my way to find a whole bunch of the shrines so I can get the hearts added.
Yeah, that's wildly helpful. Right now I'm working on getting all the shrines.
Oh, so when you guys are done, I gotta tell you about the game I got on my phone.
I'm pretty much done.
Don't forget.
Well, I mean, guys, Breath of the Wild is just amazing. And so many of the mechanics from past Zelda, there's no dungeons in this game.
Like, I mean, technically, I guess the shrines could be considered dungeons, huh?
Yeah, because what they did is they took dungeons and just broke them up into pieces and made them shrines, because dungeons were always like, fight the enemies, solve the puzzles. They just scattered it across Hyrule instead of... So, thank God there's no water temple, because those are always the hardest in every Zelda game. Mm. Well, there was a water beast, and he was kind of hard. Stupid elephant. But yeah, so there's technically four dungeons with the beasts. But they're pretty short. Like, it's a very digestible game. Like, nothing takes a long time to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really like it. It is fantastic. Like, when... Okay, last thing I'm going to say. When Skyrim came out... Right? Skyrim? That's the, that's the Elder Scrolls game. I always get Skyrim mixed up with Skyfall.
No, that's James Bond.
Exactly, and they came out very close to each other, so it got very confusing there. Anyway, when Skyrim came out, I was like, man, why don't they make a Zelda game like this? And then they did. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Apparently, the map for Breath of the Wild is larger than the map for Skyrim too.
Yeah, I read that somewhere, and it shows. And there's so many different. There's so many environments. There's the jungle, the mountaintop, the desert, the regular stuff. I don't know what to call it, but man, it is. And you can go everywhere. The whole climbing feature, because in most video games, there's like, well, there's a mountain here. I can't get around this. No, you can go right over it if you have enough stamina. Just. It is wild. Yeah,
I mean, you can go over anything if you have enough stamina.
Not in video games. Usually mountains and hills are borders. But
all right, fair enough.
Breath of the Wild, it is open world. It is the openest of worlds. But anyway, so before I get into where this story is going, Josh, tell me about your game.
Yeah, so I downloaded Amon Amarth, the Berserker video game for my iPhone.
The what?
Amon Amarth, the Berserker.
What is that?
So you're a Viking. It's an 8-bit side scroller. You're a Viking, and you basically jump and throw a hammer.
So you're a hammer brother?
And but the first enemy you face is a Christian priest. It just made me laugh.
Oh jeez.
You throw a hammer at him, he just explodes in blood and dies. I haven't made it very far. I haven't had time to play it yet, but it's fun. It's good.
I found it.
Yeah. Yes.
It's free?
Is it?
I don't know. It just says get. It doesn't have a price. Oh. The first review says not free. Controls clunky.
I didn't think the controls were clunky. I thought they were just fine.
Yeah. Well.
I enjoy it. It's fun.
It looks neat. That's very colorful. That's a really colorful game.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I like Amon Amarth, so I'll buy their video game. Jake technically bought my drinking horn from Amon Amarth.
Did I?
Yeah, the singer is one of the owners of Grimfrost.
Oh. Well, how about that?
I still need to get that shirt that I have for you. Get that shirt to you, Josh.
Guys, we have a
shirt for me?
Yeah, I told you it was that Valhalla shirt. It's in the top of my closet. It's been up there for like years. I almost threw it away the other day, but like a couple months ago. And I saw it and I'm like, Josh would like this shirt. So.
Oh. If you told me, I forgot. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, I forgot. That's all right.
We have like a weird exchange program because I have Jordan's mug.
Yeah, which kind of goes up because I finally paid you for that.
Wait, what do you have in mind, Josh?
Your tattoo.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true.
But you also have my Disney cartoon.
Wait, you cut out. I have your what?
Racist Disney cartoon. Song of the South. You have my Song of the South.
Oh, right. Yeah. Kind of a crap movie. Anyway, so
it kind of was.
It's not that great of a movie, but so anyway, the other video game I bought, I ended up getting Mario Kart on the Switch, and guys,
like the newest one,
yeah, it is fantastic, especially when you're playing with Jordan and Jeremy. So, first of all, the Nintendo Switch voice chat thing is either the best idea ever or the worst idea ever.
I thought it was a really weird move because it's not built into the system, so it's not like the Xbox or the PlayStation where you plug in a headset and you just kind of go from there. It's you download the app to your phone, and then if you're playing online, you'll get a notification if you're hooked up to Bluetooth. The Switch will send your phone a notification that you can use the voice chat. And then you just open it, and it's like a speakerphone.
Yeah, it's just on your phone.
Unless you have headphones plugged in like I did last night. So, yeah, you're just...
Trash talk each other while you're playing?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing like you would be doing with a headset, but instead of plugging in a headset, the audio just gets tethered through the Bluetooth and the app in your phone.
So then, come to find out, was under the impression, and I think we all were, that when a bunch of friends join in, because it was me and Jordan and Jeremy and, well, I guess that was all the accounts on.
Kara was there, yeah.
Yeah, but she was...
So it was you, me, yeah. Because so, Kara was playing on...
on Jeremy's account.
Yeah.
And so I just assumed that since we all got on together and, like, you know, our friends and found each other, I thought that the chat was only going to be us. And so we're all sitting there racing each other, having a good time, talking most of the time. I'm going to be honest, like, Jordan, this was the highlight of my week because I zoned out. I forgot the world sucked. I was just racing, having a good time, making each other laugh. Suddenly, someone, I think it was Jordan, said that, like, oh, someone else just got onto the chat.
Yeah, because I got a little notification up in the top left of my screen, and it said, I forgot what her name was. It was like AVS something. I was like, somebody should join the chat. And I looked at my phone, and then there's this new person. And I was like, and then I said, hey, I think somebody new just joined the chat. And she still didn't say anything. And then I said, hi, are you new to the chat? And then she goes, oh, yeah, no one's ever on the voice chat function. So I just kind of joined. I was like, that's fine. And then we were all like, yeah, that's cool. And then we just started racing. And then we just started continuing joking around and doing stupid or telling stupid stories. And then she's like, wait, do you guys know each other?
Well, okay, hold on. Continuing joking around and telling stupid stories. That went on for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was quite a while.
We had a whole conversation about cereal mascots. And like Jeremy was singing the theme song to the old Nintendo cereal song.
Yep.
And then like after all of that, that's when she chimes in, said, you guys know each other? And we're just like, holy shit! I didn't know you were still here.
No. So it's like our earlier podcast episodes where we just left the link open.
Funny that you said that, because I was like, were you listening the whole time? She was like, yeah. I was like, man, do I have a podcast for you?
Just remember, it was all started by a vasectomy.
Well, and then, you know, Jordan and Jeremy have their podcast, and they're like, we actually have a few, couple of podcasts for you.
Oh, yeah.
It was really fun. And then, like, the game glitched, and we all got disconnected, and we lost her. We lost Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, because she was from Tallahassee.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, because, yeah, once she came back the second time, when we realized she was still there, then we formerly introduced ourselves, and yeah, she was from Tallahassee. I don't remember if she, I think that's all she said.
Well, she ended up leaving, and then some other dude joined our chat like a few minutes later, and they were like, we were right in the middle of a race and a conversation, and then the guy was like, wait, do you guys know each other?
Apparently in Nintendo Switch land, nobody knows each other.
You should have just said no. Why?
We just get along really great and talk about cereal.
Man, I remember Danny Dorito.
Who? Oh, Danny Dorito.
Danny Dorito.
Yeah, Danny Dorito. Yeah.
Right, that's another thing. So, Jordan, I want to just talk about how you've been spending your time and doing your YouTube live streams.
Mm-hmm.
I caught the first one. I had no idea about the second one. Because apparently YouTube is being really slow on notifications.
Oh, YouTube! I get freaking notification from Twitter 2 days fucking later. Well, it'd be like Jordan just tweeted, and yeah. Then look at him. It's like, no, I was doing a podcast with him when he tweeted this.
Well, that's the thing. Last night, as we were playing Mario Kart, Jordan was just like, Jake, did you just upload last week's episode? I was like, yeah. On Tuesday? Jordan got a notification for it as we were playing. So, Jordan, I'm sorry I missed your second live stream. I really enjoyed the first one.
I did three of them, actually.
What was the third one?
It was last night. I did one Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Holy. Wait, what the was one on?
You were on Friday.
Oof. Now I feel bad. I missed two of them. I got a notification for the first one, so I thought I was good. I haven't gotten anything since then.
No, the second one was the next night around the same time, and then I did one around 8:30.
It was really fun because, like,
yeah,
you were getting some involvement. People were jumping in, asking questions. It was a good time.
Man, the first night I had the most people jump in. So
I feel like Josh needs to get really drunk and do his own live stream. Just Josh.
So, like, Tuesday?
Yeah. Do it on your own channel, though. Do not sully the good name of Mutineer Disaster Studios.
Yeah, I'm using the Disaster Studios channel.
Damn it. Fine.
What do you do for a live? What would I do?
What? I don't know. I guess, like, what? Nothing's really stopping us from just doing our own live thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could just go around the house and yell at the kids.
Let's see if we can top that.
Fine, I'll go around the house and hit the kids with a baseball bat.
I didn't mean top it like that.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of which, Josh, tell us about your Nerf gun war.
Goddamn, hold on. I'm gonna die real fast.
Oh, he muted himself. I was like, wow, you really did.
Oh, no. So I was actually rounding out as many darts as I could with, and putting it in two guns and just shoot the kids with them. But I sent a text that said, having a Nerf gun war. What was it? Having a Nerf gun war? Kids are crying because I keep throwing the Nerf guns at them.
Yeah.
When I got... But anyways.
I'm one of those people that, you know, to save on ammo, I prefer melee attacks, and the people at Laser Tag really frown on that.
Well, Nerf has melee weapons, though. I need to get some of those. Yeah, you can buy a Nerf sword and axe and shield.
Why don't my kids have this?
You're a bad parent.
No, I'm not. You are. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Wait, do you have the Nerf melee weapons?
No, I totally need them. Been meaning to get them.
I don't even know how to Google this, like Nerf.
And then there's also the Nerf Minecraft series where you have fucking the 8-bit sword.
Oh right? Yeah, I've seen that.
I think there's a Nerf shovel for Minecraft.
Apparently, there's a Nerf Mjolnir.
What?
Yeah. First of all, it's a hammer and it shoots darts. Josh is dying. This might be our last episode of Josh.
The fucking shoots darts?
Yeah, it shoots blue darts out of the top of it, like lightning.
Nice.
I kind of want a Nerf Mjolnir.
Yeah, I kind of need one.
Although it's just called Nerf Power Moves, Marvel Avengers Thor Hammer Strike. Because I can't spell Mjolnir. But they can fit in.
What's meow meow?
Damn it.
Oh, God. That's who the freaking tattoo artist assistant reminds me of.
Cad Dennings?
The assistant on the first Thor movie.
Cad Dennings.
Apparently, Cat Dennings? She's going to be in one of the Marvel Disney Plus shows.
Oh, Rosario Dawson is going to be Ahsoka.
It's true.
Yeah, she is. Hell yeah, she is.
So I was wondering, when they announced that, I was like, that's awesome. I love the choice. But I was like, why didn't they just cast Ashley Eckstein?
I don't think
she's a little short to be a stormtrooper.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Like, I don't, because the animated Ahsoka is very much a voice acted role, right? Like, I think Ashley, what's her last name? Eckstein. I feel that, and I don't know anything about her acting ability. I've never seen her act in live action on anything, so I don't have an opinion on that one way or the other. But I do think that because Ahsoka up until this point has been primarily just a voice acted character, there's also something about voice acting versus live action acting, I think. I still know that it's acting, and I still know that you still have to go through the same kind of practice and whatnot. But also that Ahsoka is much younger.
Mm-hmm.
The Rosario Dawson. So it's, you know, we're Mandalorian era with Rosario Dawson. And I think Rosario Dawson's great. Like, she killed it in every Marvel show that she's been in.
Yeah, she is Disney's streaming glue.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, there was, I feel like a lot of the purists are all like, why didn't you just get the voice actor to play Ahsoka? And I feel like if you got the voice actor to play Ahsoka, then it would be still that cartoonish version of Ahsoka.
That's true.
And I feel like it would be a different dynamic.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah, so Jake, you might have to put your earmuffs on. Wait, Jordan, have you finished Rebels?
Oh, yeah.
So this Ahsoka at the end of Rebels was off looking for Ezra.
Yeah.
So, God damn it, Jake.
What?
So I'm just kind of, you know, battle-worn, freaking burned out and all that shit. So I'm just kind of, she's going to end up being a complete fucking badass. That's what I think.
Here's my prediction. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Ahsoka Tano, Moff Gideon, lightsaber fight.
With the darksaber?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
I remember a couple years ago, Rosario Dawson had posted something on one of her social media pages about how she was kind of petitioning to be Ahsoka Tano in a Ahsoka Tano movie. Like, whenever they were starting to greenlight left and right all the side story movies.
What that was is a fan photoshopped her into Ahsoka and said, you know, this would be awesome, and then she just basically ran with it.
Yeah.
And it looked great.
Yeah, it did look great.
Like, she makes a fantastic Ahsoka, according to that fan art, which just looks like her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really excited for that. When Jordan texted us that, I was just like, oh, man. Excitement through the roof.
Yeah, yep. No, I'm here for it.
Yep. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it.
So, before we wrap up this episode, I have a theory, you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Everything going on in the world right now might be our fault.
Okay.
Like, specifically us three.
I figure most things are my fault.
No, hear me out. So, we run a wildly successful Disney podcast. We run...
Success is a broad term, I guess.
A Disney podcast.
Okay, there we go. We run a podcast.
So... We run a podcast that talks about Disney. The world just went around and took away our Disney subject matter. Like, the world's like, I'm going to send out this virus and we're going to close Disney. Then what are you guys going to talk about? We're like, oh, we're fine. We still have the Mutineer Disaster Hour. But guys, how does the Mutineer Disaster Hour end?
And they took away Kenny. God,
they took away Penny! The world took Kenny.
Not many people realize that's Kenny Rogers, though.
But still, we end every disaster hour with Kenny Rogers. And now what?
This one's for Kenny.
You know what? One more time.
I'm out.
Take it away, Kenny.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.